Welcome to Preston Super Show. New betting guide this week? Let's get right to it. The MLB pick of the week. I know you've been excited for this. The Colorado Rockies, you see them up there on the graphic. 14-7 through the spring training here. Doubleheader tomorrow on Tuesday with the Seattle Mariners and Cleveland Guardians. Then the Arizona Diamondbacks on Wednesday. Chicago Cubs on Thursday, Texas Rangers on Friday, and Cincinnati Reds on Saturday, followed by the Chicago White Sox on Sunday. That'll complete the week. And that is a very healthy slate of games right there for you to follow along with. This team has a core that is intriguing, okay? Chris Bryant and a host of other hitters. But where they are going to help themselves this season is with pitching. Their bullpen. Guys like Kyle Freeland, Austin Gomber, and Cal Quantrill. All of these guys are going to move the needle for this team. They have more, but I mean, these are three definitely in their Mount Rushmore of pitchers. But they do have two monster pitchers who are hurt at the moment. But German Marquez and Antonio Senzela, they are two of the best when they get it going and when they are fully healthy. That's the key word, when they are fully healthy. But for those other three, I mean, that's going to be a big deal for this team. Now, when the Colorado Rockies are at home, the ballpark is just going to surrender a lot of runs. It's just the way the ballpark was built to be an exciting ballpark where there's a lot of runs scored. But on the road this year, the Colorado Rockies will control a lot of the opposition with solid pitching. That's going to be a true testament to their clubhouse. And to see how this core group they have really turns out in the dugout. So now we're looking at the NBA pick of the week. And this is a really, you know, you got March Madness right around the corner here. I mean, literally. Couple days, boom, we're in there. But for NBA, it's still a big deal. And you need a good pick. You need a team you can rely on. But you need to know what you're relying on them for. So let's break this all down for you, okay? I'm going to break this all down. We're all going to do this together. Cleveland had a topsy-turvy go of things last week. And I'm glad I avoided them last week. I remember I said they were one of my teams I was thinking about, you know, pumping up. But then, you know, the volume got turned down on them. So I said, I'm over them. We'll wait. Let things play out. See Donovan Mitchell having some difficulty with his nose. Just a couple issues. But this week, I expect them to elevate their game. Starting at the Indiana Pacers tonight. Back home against the Miami Heat on Wednesday. Friday, they travel to the Minnesota T-Wolves. Sunday, they visit the Heat. Here's how I shaped the week for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number one, you have to be exciting for me to even mention you. So they're exciting. They may not be doing everything you want them to do, but they are winning. They're 42-25 as a franchise right now this year. So they are good. That's a start. That's a really good start, right? They won't have Donovan Mitchell for this game tonight against the Pacers, but he will be returning to the lineup. This is a very important time of year. That means they will play a freer style of basketball when he is not in the rotation, okay? It's a little bit more loose on the court, but that will help them right now because they were playing a little bit tight anyways. So this is my underdog team at the spread this week or against the spread, however you like to say it. It really is against the spread. But if they are the underdog against the spread, it's a great time to buy in to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And one thing you really need to watch out for is sharp line movement. I just want to mention that. Pay attention to sharp line movement. Okay, respect it. If the number goes from 6.5 down to plus 3.5, it's time for you to lay off. Okay, because at that point, you've just lost too much mustard, all right? And what the book is doing is greasing it. And now you're just buying grease. You're no longer buying anything of value, all right? So keep that in mind. Then we have the NHL pick of the week. Now, this is my favorite one. Right now, this is my favorite one because I think people are underestimating how exciting hockey is, how fun hockey is, how cool hockey is, and you know, the high definition, 4K age. Hockey's the most exciting thing we got right now, besides football and mixed martial arts. A little bit of motocross because I do see where motocross fits in, you know, because they have their moments. But for the most part, hockey's a bang bang action nonstop. And guys are pushing the pace, you know, especially a lot of these guys nowadays are a lot faster. So you get the Arizona Coyotes, 28-35 and 5 teams. Okay. So they've not had a great year, but they've steadied the ship over this last week. So they're my wild card pick this week. You can't just, you know, I can't come to you every week and say, here's the best over team. Take them. I had to do the digging. I had to do the research. I had to kind of pick through some things and see what actually made sense. What actually was worth talking about. And honestly, a losing record doesn't matter because this is about gambling. And your favorite gamblers will have a losing record, but their unit size is going up and up and up because they're making money. But their record is crap, you know? So you'll see that too. Happens very often where a good gambler has a losing record, but his, you know, rate, you know, his ROI is just through the roof. It's like, dude, I don't know how you're doing this. But this is not a team that will pop out at you in really a lot of ways. This is just kind of a steady team. And we want the low-key, sneaky pick who is waiting in the wings for flight school. That's the Arizona Coyotes. This is the crucial time of year for the NHL. If you're going to get it going, you got to do it now. There's no more beating around the bush. There's no more waiting around. You know what I'm saying? The ice is getting ready to crack. You got to move those skates, bucko. This week, I see the Arizona Coyotes continuing a popular trend at Odd Man Out. You know what that trend is? You know what everybody loves at Odd Man Out? They love the over. They love to bet the over, where Arizona is 38-30 going over the total. But you need the secret sauce. You need the best sauce because you got all these different types of condiments and they're all junk. You're seeing a new one every day. It's junk. Here's the secret sauce you've been waiting for. You waited the extra time in line for it. They are 20-15 at cashing the over when they are away, which they are starting on Wednesday at the Dallas Stars, who are the premier team at cashing overs. So when the Dallas Stars are visiting on Sunday, I think that's a time where you might want to sleep in. But I love the over on Wednesday against the Stars because they owe them a little bit of payback. And I love the over on Friday against the Kraken when the Kraken come into town because they're going to look to get a Kraken. That's no joke. They really will look to get a Kraken. That's a team that wants to get something going for them. As we keep pushing closer and closer to the postseason, which I know is scary for a lot of hockey fans because a lot of teams aren't going to go. So, see how it plays out this week. I'm confident in the picks I gave you. I hope you appreciated the show. Make sure to check out the new tape I released. Great album, The Toast with Joe Perry. Smart fella. And also, make sure to check out my new book, Smoke on the Cruise. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night, and God bless. Palms 37:4 KJV.